Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its salty taste, it cannot be made salty again. It's good for nothing. It must be thrown out for people to walk on. You are the light that gives light to the world. A city that's built on a hill cannot be hidden. And people don't hide a light under a bowl. They put the light on a lampstand. Then the light shines for all the people in the house. In the same way, you should be a light for the people. Live so that they'll see the good things you do. Live so that they'll praise the Father in heaven.
Thank you, Francesca. Thank you for reading that. And welcome, everyone. It's so good to be here with you. So many people here for this back to school Sunday. There's a sense in which this is back to church Sunday as well. It's lovely to see people who've been away over the summer to look out over such a great number that gathered together. And I'm just going to get a few things ready. So, as you know, this is back to school Sunday, which we also call back to normal Sunday. And someone once gave me a book called, it was a member of the congregation, called 10 Second Sermons. Now, they said it wasn't a hint. 10 Second Sermons. And 10 Second Sermons is a book by Milton Jones. Here's a picture of Milton Jones. You might know Milton Jones. Milton Jones is a comedian, and he's also a Christian. And he has lots of funny things to say about church and Christians. And here are two of his 10 second sermons. So here's the first one. The church is like knitting, basically good, but appears to be responsible for a lot of bad things. So I don't know if I look out at much knitwear here in the pews. No crimes against fashion. It's kind of funny and a bit sad as well as we think about this. People think differently about the church, don't they? Here's another one. The church is like a giant helicopter. People don't want to get in too close in case they get sucked into the rotors. And if you've been here at St. Nick's for a while, or any church, you might well know that experience, sucked, hoovered in to the rotors. So these are some of the things that Milton Jones says about the church. I wonder how you would describe the church. What words would you use to describe Christians, Jesus's followers? This morning, we're going to be thinking about Jesus's words. Francesca just read them to us. And in fact, two words that Jesus used to describe his followers. Two words, salt and light. And here behind me are the very sentences he used. He said, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." When he said that, he was talking about us. If you're a follower of Jesus, he was talking about you. And these are very important words. And we're going to spend a little bit longer than 10 seconds, if that's all right, just thinking about what these words mean. And mean for us, especially on this back to school Sunday, when we think about going back to school, back to work, back to the normal routines of life. So we're going to think about these two things in turn. And firstly, salt. Jesus said his followers were the salt of the earth. What does that mean? I've got some salt here. See this salt? It's a big thing of salt. In the time of Jesus, salt wasn't used as just something that you sprinkled on your fish and chips or your boiled egg to make it taste better. Of course, they did use it that way, but much more importantly, salt was used as a preservative. What does that mean? It means that they use salt to stop food going rotten. In Jesus' day, they didn't have fridges or freezers, and they used salt instead. And rubbed into meat or packed around fish, it stopped meat going rotten. So I'm going to do a little demonstration this morning, if that's all right with you. I've little St. Nick's master chef. Got an apron here. And all sorts of views of me here. Oh, there we go, that's good. Yep. And I have in my box here, I've got some salt, as we've already seen. And I've got some meat, some lamb. Now, I know we're a big church, and I would have liked to have got a massive joint of lamb, but have you seen how expensive meat is in the supermarkets nowadays? I was pretty sure the treasurer wouldn't sign off on my expenses. So I've just got a little bit of, this is Waitrose. It's quite near me. It's on special offer though. See the yellow sticker? Yep. Here is a little bit of lamb. So, put this down here. And it is possible to use this salt to stop this meat going rotten, make it last a long time. There are videos on YouTube showing you how to do this properly. I watched two of them on Friday. There are many more if you want to. So here's what we do. We sprinkle a bed of salt. Yep, quite a lot of it. Okay. And then you put your meat in it. Okay. And you want to really get the salt really into all the crevices of the meat. Yep. Work it right in, because in a bit of meat there's like all sorts of crevices, as you can imagine. You've got to get it right in there. And I don't know whether it makes a difference, but a little bit of Himalayan rock salt surely never went amiss, just to really sprinkle on, okay? Now, once you've done this, really got the meat, the salt in, there is a little bit more to do than just this. Some of you are looking absolutely horrified by this demonstration, by the way. You can either, there's a couple of choices, you can either pack this into a pot with a whole lot of other meat that's been similarly salted and then pour on a brine solution and then seal it up. That's how you used to get meat to take around the world on ships and with armies, rations and all the rest. Or you could put it in a bag and put it in the fridge for a week. That would cure it, and then you would take it out and hang it up and dry it. And either of these, so there's a bit more to do than just what we've done this morning. But this salt will stop this meat, if you've done a few, little bit more, rotting. So does anyone want to come around to my house in 6 months' time and try it? Sign up at the back. Jesus, for those of you who are worried, I am going to wash my hands in a minute. Jesus said that his followers are two. Stop the Can you read that? Stop the rot. The world isn't all bad, but it can go bad very quickly. Friends fall out, relationships go rotten at school, at work, in communities, between countries. People are left to deteriorate, and Christians are to be salt in the world. Stop the rot. Get involved. Be different. Get rubbed into the world, perhaps especially in areas where there's a special amount of decay or things going wrong. Not that Christians are the only people who do good in the world, of course not. Not that a few Christians are suddenly going to make the world a perfect place, of course not. But we are to help stop the rot. Be different. and make your school, your workplace, your street, our town a better place. That's what Christians, at their best, have always done. Got involved and made a difference, fed the hungry, cared for the vulnerable, stood up for truth, worked hard for good, helped people who've fallen out with one another, looked out for the lonely, all these things. How can you be salt in the world, in your little corner of the world? Who is God asking you to make a difference in their life? Where is God asking you to make a difference? Now, I'm going to go and wash my hands. So while I go out, see, some of you are nodding, thinking, quick, Will, go and wash your hands. While I go into the vestry to wash your hands, could you turn to one another and perhaps talk about a Christian who has especially inspired you, perhaps because they've made a difference in a particular place? Yep. Just turn to your neighbor. Talk about a Christian who's inspired you, you've looked up to because of the difference they've made in a place near you. Okay, can I interrupt your conversations? Let me interrupt your conversations. So, let's not let any children or anyone else near this little corner of the church who's permanently in quarantine for the moment. We talk about Jesus asking his followers to be salt, to stop the rot. Secondly, Jesus said that his followers are to be light. You are the light of the world. Now, we had to think a little bit about how they used salt in Jesus' time because it was a little bit different. But we don't need to think nearly as hard about how they used light in Jesus' time because people have used light the same way for the whole of time. We use light to get rid of the darkness. And I've got a light here. I'm going to lift this. I've got a little light. Well, it's a disco ball. I know Jesus didn't talk about disco balls, but I thought it might work for this all-age service. And it's shining the light, reflecting the light all around. I think if we could have the screen on behind me, just as the camera, that would be fantastic. In fact, this disco ball was shining the light even before I lifted up the bin. There it was going round and round, but you didn't see it because the bin was on it. And of course, that's what Jesus talked about. He said, no one lights a lamp and puts it under a bowl, a basket. We don't put a disco ball under a bin. We don't put it down on the floor. We put it on a stand. In fact, I've got a stand here, a flower stand from St. Nick's. This is a good stand because we can raise it as high as it will go. There we go. Jesus said that his followers are to be light. They're to be seen. If they're to be like salt, oh, that's not going to work, is it? If as salt they're to stop the rot, as light they are to spread sure you know what's coming. Spread the light. Forgive my very analog illustrations this morning. Spread the light. Christians are to shine. And not just any light, but the light of Jesus into the world. In all the places where God sends us, with all the people he puts us alongside, at school, at work, where you live, the people you see, spread the light. Get out there. Be seen. Be different. Shine the light of Jesus. So on this back to school Sunday, as we think about the autumn ahead, back to normal routines, although for some of us they're not normal at all. Some of us are starting new schools, new routines ahead. Perhaps some of us are starting a new job. For all of us, there will be new challenges, new opportunities, new people. Jesus says, be salt and light. Stop the rot. Get involved. Be different. Spread the light. Get out there. Be seen. And in many ways, this is very similar to our St. Nicholas vision statement, for obvious reasons, because it comes pretty much from these kind of things that Jesus said. Do you know what our St. Nick's mission statement is? If you're a regular at St. Nick's, I hope you know. It is good news for Newbury. And there's two parts to that. I think this can come up on the screen behind me at this point, if that's all right, Paul. Two parts to our vision statement: being good news and bringing good news. Being good news, be salt, get involved, make a difference. Bringing good news, be light, share and shine the light of Jesus to those around us. And as we at St. Nick's talk about our vision to be good news for Newbury, to be salt and light, so you could think the same for how God is calling you, each one of us, in your little corner of the world, not just when we're together. Are you good news for your school, your class? David, good news for Robert Sandyland School. Could that be said? I've just made up David. I don't know if there's a David going to Robert Sandyland. Are you good news in your workplace? Sarah, good news for Vodafone, or AWE, or the Bank of England, or wherever it is that you work. Are you good news for your street? Salt and light in your friendship group. Do you volunteer on a committee? Are you on the PTFA? Are you in a sports team? Are you good news there? Salt and light. Jesus said to his followers, says to us, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Get out there. Stop the rot. Spread the light. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, you have a high calling, an exciting one for us, your people, not just gathered here today, but sent out into the week, the term, the autumn ahead. Help us to live up to it and fill us with your Spirit that we might be what we cannot possibly be on our own, salt and light in your world. We ask this in your name. Amen.